First tonight, a Melbourne man has been jailed for 36 years for the murder of Arab-Israeli student Aya Moussaoui. Cody Herman pled guilty to killing and raping the 21-year-old international student. He attacked her as she was walking home from a night out with friends. That was in January this year. Aya's father, Saeed Moussaoui, was there for the sentencing. Speaking outside court, he reflected on the state of public safety in Melbourne.
We don't focus about the revenge. The revenge. This is not our compass. It's not our focus. But need to care for the society, for the people, for the lady. She can go out and go back home. Safety is very simple.
Well, our reporter Danny Tran was in the Victorian Supreme Court for the decision. Danny, Justice Elizabeth Hollingworth delivered this sentencing today. What did she say about Cody Herman's actions?
Linda, Justice Hollingworth held nothing back in sentencing. She called Cody Herman's attack on Aya Moussaoui savage. She said the attack was entirely unprovoked and that the way Herman treated Ms. Masawi's body showed utter contempt for her dignity. And she said the 21-year-old who was here in Melbourne to study had no chance to flee or defend herself. But particularly, she wanted to drive home how Aya's death would affect her family. Let's hear a little bit of what she had to say.
Ms. Moussaoui was a friendly, optimistic, kind young woman who had her whole adult life ahead of her. She was a loving and much-loved member of the Moussaoui family, and your actions have profoundly affected them all, particularly her parents, Saeed and Kittim, and her sisters, Noor, Ruba and Lina. In their victim impact statements, the family have spoken in very moving terms about the devastating effects of losing Aya. They're all suffering in different ways from her death. At times, they feel they're stuck in a nightmare. Ms. Masawe's death has left an enormous hole in their lives. Not only did you destroy her future, but you also ended her family's dreams of sharing their lives and growing old together.
Justice Elizabeth Hollingworth in court today. When could Cody Herman be eligible for release, Danny?
Well, Cody Herman is 21 years old now. He has to serve at least 30 years before he can apply for parole, which means he'll be 51. It's fair to say that at this stage, that by the earliest time he can leave prison, he'll have spent most of his life behind bars.
And how does Aya Moussaoui's family want her to be remembered?
The details of Aya Moussaoui's death have been particularly harrowing, and for the family, that's not how they want her to be in the memories of people who have seen this, what's happened here in Melbourne and around the world, and they really want to remember her, people to remember her about how she's lived. So let's hear a little bit from her father, Saeed.
She was happy. She was positive. She liked the life. She liked to help anyone. She looked at the people. Doesn't matter which religion, which nation, which color. What is your mind? Look at the people. Same lips, same eyes. This is what I. She liked all the people, all the human. Doesn't matter where and when. This is I want to remember Aya.
Saeed Moussaoui, Aya's father. Danny, remind us about the outpouring of anger in the community as well after Aya's death.
This is a city that has been absolutely furious that this is what happened to Aya Moussaoui has happened again. This has happened recently to Eurydice Dixon, as many people within the ABC know, and around Australia know. This has also happened to Jilmar, and people here are just stunned that this keeps happening. They're angry that just nothing appears to change in people's minds, even though these cases are brought to court. Obviously, there are people out there who feel that this is behaviour that they can gauge in, and it's absolutely outrageous to so many Victorians and so many Australians. I mean, today, one of our sisters came into court wearing a bag that said, "Don't objectify me." And I think that really drives the point home here. This is about attitudes towards women. This is about, you know, pervasive misogyny. And this is a city that has had enough of it. And people really want to see change. And unfortunately, it hasn't happened so far. But the prevailing hope is that in the future, perhaps these cases do bring that to the fore and that people do show the type of respect that has been so absent at this time.
Okay, thanks very much, Danny. Danny Tran, our reporter at the Supreme Court in Melbourne today.